Price is Right music means it's time for a round of Craigslist. Price is Right. This is where Woody, along with a lot of help from you, has gathered weird stuff that's out there on Craigslist. And Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, will try to figure out how much money, at least theoretically, is going to exchange hands on these goods or services, what have you. Just like regular Price is Right, you want to get closest to the price without going over. And most points wins, needless to say. Looks like contestant number one is KB. What's up, KB?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome in. Taking you on is going to be Sam. What's up, Sam?
Hello. Good morning.
All right. You guys know how this works? So we'll start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody!
Well, a big tip of the cap and a huge thank you to Jason who found this on Craigslist. And when you find something weird, be like Jason and email it directly to me. Jason found a piece of fried chicken that looks like a coochie. Listing says, when I first saw this, I knew that I had hit the mother load of fried foods. This is my ticket, and I thank the big man upstairs for giving this to me. It is in perfect condition, even though my cousin said to just eat it. This is a one-of-a-kind item. I have been eating fried chicken for my entire life, and I have never seen something like this. This will become your family's heirloom. Act now before it's gone. It's a piece of fried chicken.
Yes, cooch.
That looks surprisingly cooch. Not like fried chicken.
Cooch.
I mean, that's really taking a lot of creative license, I think.
Cooch.
I mean,
that could be a bell pepper.
Cooch. Cooter. Bush.
All right.
That seems like a person I'd want to meet in a dimly lit parking lot.
Probably in Pittsburgh, I would guess.
They love their cooch here in Pittsburgh.
I mean, that's... Who's eating chicken and sees that and thinks all of those things that you just said to me?
Well, clearly somebody who's hit the mother load.
Wee-wee area.
All right. So... $100.
100 is Wilcox's bid. Chelsea?
50.
50 is the bid from that. KB, what do you think?
I'm going 20.
You're going to go 20 on that one. Sam, what do you think?
101.
101. Actual Craigslist price, $20,000.
Of course.
$20,000.
People are really bored with their lives.
Just somebody who's high eating fried chicken.
Don't even blame it on people being high. They don't want that.
They kind of do.
This is some guy.
You know, 20 grand and stuff. All right. Well, Sam, you nailed it. You were right behind at 101, so you get the point. What do we have? And by the way, we will get photos of these items. So when you hear that and you think, I need to see that, we'll get them all up on our Instagram. So if you're not following along at Woody and Wilcox, you're gonna definitely want to do that. Woody, what do we have for item number two on the Craigslist Price is Right?
I have a thank you to Jessica who found this for me and emailed it. Woody at iHeartMedia, when you find something weird like Jessica did. And Jessica found Bob Ross on a waffle. Don't let your eyes deceive you, the listing says. This is not just a waffle. This is a marvel. I'm only selling it because I have to. I will not be lowballed. I know what I have here. If you're a man or a woman of art, you know the significance and magnitude of this phenomenon known as Bob Ross. Bob Ross has shown himself to me, and although mysterious as it might be, he has chosen the way to communicate with me is through my waffle. This is an uncanny and undeniable likeness of Bob Ross. That Bob Ross has shown me favor, and perhaps if you bring this waffle into your life, you may experience this sharing energy as well. This is truly an artistic piece and a testament to all of Bob Ross's work. It is a painter or artist's must have. Now, what I'm showing you is definitely a photo of a pancake, but this person has called it a waffle multiple times. And yeah, it does kind of look like Bob Ross.
I mean, there's some curly hair in a mouth, but other than that, come on.
Cool beans. Right there. Come on.
Bob Ross chose to speak through this waffle? That was a line, something like that.
There's some curly hair in a mouth. Other than that.
I'm just here to report. Okay, so this is my guess?
Yeah, you have to bid first on this one.
coming on the heels of the last one. Okay. $250.
$250 is Chelsea's bid. KV, what do you think?
I'll say $100.
Gotcha. Sam?
$1,000.
$1,000. Gotcha. Wilcox?
$500.
You guys have all overbid.
Oh, no. All right. $100 was the low bid.
$100 was the low bid. So, Chelsea, you bid again.
$25.
$25. Gotcha. KB, what do you think?
$50.
$50. Sam?
$20.
$20. Gotcha. Wilcox?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price, they do want $25. Nice job, Chelsea.
A little tough when the previous one is similar and it's 20K. Makes it a little hard to bid on that next one.
I totally agree.
All right, so one for Chelsea, one for Sam. KB, you're going to need item three to force a tiebreaker. Otherwise, Sam's going to win. What is item three, Woody?
Thank you to Paul, who found somebody who's selling fully knitted human skin.
Oh.
Just needs a wash. For sale, I have a bodysuit, a fully knitted bodysuit. Just needs a wash.
Okay, so it's not actually skin.
No, it's just...
It's a costume that looks like a body that is knitted from...
Yarn
or something.
Right. Full...
Although it's oddly, I'm not going to say anatomically correct, but it's anatomical.
Yes.
Incorrectly anatomical is the way I would phrase that.
How dare you?
All of these, by the way, worthy photos. So they will be up on our Instagram at Woody and Wilcox after we wrap this up. KB, it's like a jumpsuit, but it's your whole body.
Like it's been crocheted.
Yeah. Yes. And it's head and all.
Face, everything.
And odd genitalia. Is all I can say.
Right.
So what do you think you want to bid on that? Potentially for the game, KB.
We'll say 200.
You're going to go 200 on that one. Sam?
I got to go 201.
201. You guys have both overbid.
Oh, my God. All right, KB. Low bid was 200. What do you want to bid now?
We'll go 100.
100. Gotcha, Sam?
Go $1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price is $45. Nice job, Sam.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's strange. That doesn't make sense because that's worth more than $45, as dumb as it is.
Death quotient high. High. Look at the picture and then see if you'll live.
Yes.
KB, tough break for you. We appreciate the efforts, man. But Sam is going to walk away with the win. Well done, Sam. You were a good bidder.
Thank you, man.
Great day to get on the old. So hang on, Cool Beans. I'll chat with you here. Get yourself some fully knitted human skin. Eat a delicious fried chicken that looks like part of the female anatomy. Sort of. And Bob Ross on a waffle. Man, you got your whole weekend laid out.
It's a pancake!
We'll get all the pictures of those items up on our Instagram here. If you're not following along at Woody and Wilcox, obviously today is going to be the day you start doing that. So that's how we do it. Send your weird stuff into Woody. Maybe we'll use it next time when we play around a Craigslist Price is Right. The Woody and Wilcox.